everybody loves to cha-cha-cha. Little children like to cha-cha-cha. They like to cha-cha-cha. They like to cha-cha-cha. Ooh, everybody likes to cha-cha-cha. Took my baby to the hop last night, and what to my surprise, when we got there, she hit me with the news right between the eyes. Yeah, she said she couldn't do the cha-cha-cha. She said she couldn't do the cha-cha-cha. She couldn't, no, she couldn't cha-cha-cha. Ooh, my baby couldn't do the cha-cha-cha. I told her not to worry, they'd play some other dance. But we sat there for an hour and a half, and we never got a chance. For every song they played was the cha-cha-cha. Every song they played was the cha-cha-cha. Tom Dooley, T-for-2, cha-cha-cha. Ooh, every number was the cha-cha-cha. I told her not to worry, there's only one thing we can do. Baby, if you let me take you by the hand, I'm gonna teach this dance to you. Then I told her 1, 2,
cha-cha-cha.
Ooh, 1, 2,
cha-cha-cha.
And up now,
cha-cha-cha.
Baby, and back now,
cha-cha-cha.
That's right, turn now,
cha-cha-cha.
Right, let's cross now.
Ooh.
I taught my baby how to cha-cha-cha. Kept on dancing, and was I surprised, for you see, after we practiced for a little while, she was doing it better than me. Now my baby loves to do the cha-cha-cha. Ooh, she loves to do the cha-cha-cha. She likes the
cha-cha-cha.
Ooh, she likes the cha-cha-cha. Ooh, everybody likes the cha-cha-cha. They do it 1, 2,
cha-cha-cha.
All right, 1, 2,
cha-cha-cha.
And up now,
cha-cha-cha.
All right, back now. All right,
cha-cha-cha.
Baby, let's cross now.
Mm,
and turn now.
I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
think I lose my mind. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Say I'm spending my money on other women, you're taking money from someone else.
Make my final stand. Hey. me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry. Me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Girl, I know. She told me don't worry.
that love is a lesson to learn. I guess that love is a lesson to learn. I guess that love is a lesson to learn.
They said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress. Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, but the agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. The great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I'm lucky with a bee employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew blue. just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said to me, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoe. Trying to love in blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. Then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul for me to you. Montague Street, the basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started. I don't know what they do with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same. We just saw it from a different point of view.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Any way the wind blows, does doesn't really matter to me.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Early one morning, the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west, split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue, tangled up in blue. I had a job in the Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew tangled up in blue. This place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said to me, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, tangled up in blue. I lived with him on Montague Street, a basement down the stairs. That was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally, the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew.
is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Your bell like it's ringing out. Come Last night these two bouncers and one room's alright, the other one's a scary and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing how he don't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no way you can say behind the go through to the bit where you play, and you realise then that it's finally the time to walk back past 10,000 eyes in a line, and you can swap jumpers and make another move. It's still in your brain, you've got something to prove to all the smirking faces and the boys in black. Why can't why can't he have a laugh? He's got his hand in your chest, he wants to give you a dub. Well, secretly, I think he wants you all to kick off. He wants arms lying everywhere and balls as well. He's just something to talk about, a story to tell you.
And good afternoon, Chuck Morse here at WMFO 91.5 AM in Medford, Boston. Welcome to the program. Thanks for joining me, everybody. I'm just pausing here because I'm getting up the YouTube. By the way, the show is live on YouTube. Technology being what it is, I can now do this, which is pretty amazing to me as an old guy. But here we go. And welcome to the program. Welcome, YouTube listeners. Chuck Morse here at WMFO 91.5 AM, the Morse Force. Every other Thursday at 1, see if I can fix this so we don't get an extra bougie there. At 11 a.m. in the afternoon, right here at Tufts University, one of America's preeminent education institutions, which I'm proud to be here at, hoping to bring in, maybe throw in my two cents humbly, but also perhaps bring up some issues that might pierce the bubble of political correctness, which still predominates on most college campuses around this country. I would certainly add and put Tufts University in that camp. You're welcome, by the way, to join the program. The number here is 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. Welcome aboard. What's on your mind this afternoon, eh? We are live. The show also live streams on the WMFO website here at Freeform Radio and at YouTube, where it shall be archived on my YouTube account, which you can subscribe to. I also do an occasional Uberman broadcast. I am the Uberman. I drive Uber, which I love doing, by the way. And sometimes I will do some commentary on whatever. What some of my passengers talk about, what I hear on the radio. I like to listen to a broad spectrum of radio. I switch between progressive and patriot and all of the others. So I get a pretty broad cross-section of views. The show podcasts as well on Podomatic and iTunes and Stitcher. And it goes out on my blog site. I'm a columnist at Newsmax Media, which, by the way, is a fairly mainstream publication. My column often appears next to that of former Labor Secretary Robert B. Reich. So, you know, he's, it's interesting, just to quickly comment. I mean, during the, he published an article, at least one article, one that I saw, during the transition period with regard to President-elect Donald Trump being, you know, comparing him to Nazism and Hitler and all that. Then he comes out with an article after President Trump's been sworn in and is serving, where he says, oh, let's not go that way. Let's just talk about policy. And suddenly he's become very level-headed. We could talk about why that may be. But look, the big news, obviously, is that this is the first week of the Trump administration.